just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Wednesday, October 9th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the network, two websites, two phone apps, plus the radio station. If you're outside of the listening area, you can listen to this show and the music on the website, WCHYthecallletters.us. Simple Radio app, two words, download Simple Radio, and then search for the call letters, WCHY. That's for the radio station. This show, dedicated to this show, is the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. We have podcasts there. You can click on it, listen on demand anytime you want. There's a stream player that repeats the show every 3 hours. And the TuneIn app, download the free one, capital T, capital I, one word, and then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. Short story, statewide attendance for schools in the state of Michigan increased 0.3% during 2023-2024 school year. But it's still not to the level it was prior to the China virus pandemic, which was 93.4%. According to state officials presenting before the Michigan State Board of Education yesterday, Executive Director Tom Howell for the Center for Educational Performance and Information said the institute does not track reasons for absenteeism at this point, because most of the reasons put in school codes were left up to local school districts, and that there was no uniform system to track the data. State Superintendent Michael Rice said there was many reasons for chronic absenteeism, from being poor with no transportation or a foster child being moved into another district, and possibly the fear of subjects students are being taught. As he said, the work to get them into the classrooms comes down to a one-on-one personal level. This is one-on-one work. It's high-level work. It requires door knocking and walking in these areas where there's a problem. Perhaps it's calling the mom, the dad, the grandma, the grandpa. This works. However, it takes a lot of effort to do it. It is doing whatever it takes to get Junior in the door. He said 90.8% was on the right track and that Michigan school districts had cut the gap caused by the China virus pandemic. But he went on to say that this is a problem that we need to deal with. This pandemic knocked us on our butts. And it could take us 2 to 3 more years to get it back to where it was. Rice said he appreciated everything that the local school districts were doing to get more students in the door and pointed to school districts working with the communities in schools of Michigan. In Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, and Northwest Michigan. It's tough to recover from a once-in-a-century pandemic, but we're going to do it. We just simply need to remove the barriers and communicate. Well, we're going to talk about communicating. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problems solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number 3. I'm going to play this video again. I'm going to play it every day until you text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. I then send you the link You don't need to have a Twitter account, an X account to access it. I'm sending you the raw URL link to it. Click on the link, watch the video, 2 minutes and 42 seconds long, and then share it. And I'm only asking you to share it with 10 people that you know personally in your cell phone. There's a couple of groups of people we're going to talk about, but we need to educate. We need to communicate. 1 out of 10 kids in Michigan are not in public schools. They're concerned about that. They want people to actually knock on doors, talk to the person who answered the door, and try to get these kids into public schools. Well, I'm not asking you to knock on doors. I'm asking you to take advantage of the technology you have in your hand. If you have a cell phone and you're able to get text messages, this is what you need to share. Again, national syndicated talk show host Joe Pags put together this video. Not just the words you're going to hear on the radio, but actual bar graphs. 4 years of what happened in this country, actual statistics, actual numbers under 4 years of Donald Trump being president. Then comparing it to 4 years under Biden Harris. This isn't Republican. This isn't Democrat. These are facts. These are numbers. These are statistics. These are percentages. You need to share this video. I'm going to play it for you right now.
Important to all of us. Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about 1 million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO. Who was the better person in charge? Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying until the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on.
Now, you have to understand that this process is basically education, communication, sharing this information with people. Okay, Trucker, I'm going to text you Pags. I'm sick and tired of you playing the video. I'm going to do it. Good. Thank you. Many of you have asked for it. I've sent it to you. Then I've asked you to share it. But because of a week ago Monday's interview with Lance Griffin, he's a Republican Electoral College elector. If Donald Trump wins the state of Michigan, he will be casting his Electoral College vote for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Here's the point. He has partnered up with an individual who has put up a website, 10xvotes.com. I have a text message about Lance Griffin's information that he sent to me to get me to have him on the show to do an interview a week ago Monday. If you text me PAGS, I'll send you the link to the video. If you text me 10X, I'll send you the text message where you can click on it, go to the website, provide your information, and actually be able to search a database of 1.7 million Republicans that are considered low propensity voters. What does that mean? Well, basically, out of the last four, five, six elections, they've only voted perhaps twice. Kind of hit and miss to their civic duty. It's not like something they feel that they were born to do, that they must do, that they have to do on election day, go vote. They don't really do it for whatever reason. I believe there's two groups that are untapped in your cell phone. People you know that deer hunt. Bow season here in October. Then a break, and then they go right into rifle season on November 15th through November 30th. The election is November 5th. That's 10 days before rifle season starts. What are most deer hunters doing? They're scoping out their blind. They're looking for deer runs. They are looking for deer pellets, and you know what I'm talking about. The tracking of the deer, their migration, where are they moving, where I normally hunt. They scope out a place to sit. In a blind, natural blinds is what I like. I love blown over pine trees. Root system is very shallow. The wind blows. The pine tree falls over. I love sitting in pine trees. Number one, I like the smell. Number two, it's a perfect naturally occurring blind. I've never been one for building a deer blind and leaving it in the woods. I just don't do it. But instead of baiting and tracking deer, you got to take one day to vote. How many people do you have in your cell phone that you know are actual deer hunters? Well, if you go to the 10xvotes.com website, you can put in their name, their city, their township, their county, and search for them to see if they pop up as being a low propensity voter. If they are, text them the PAGS video and say, hey, dude, after you watch this, give me a call. Haven't talked in a while? Love to talk to you. If they don't call you within a day or two, you call them. Hey, did you get that text I sent you, that video? Yeah, but I haven't had time to look at it. Well, can I play it for you? 2 minutes and 42 seconds long, dude. Come on. Can I play it for you? I really want you to hear this information. They hear the information, and then you ask them a very simple question. Are you going to vote? Are you going to take the time to vote? You're registered. You're showing up as being on the qualified voter files. You're on this list. But it shows that basically you haven't voted perhaps in the last couple of elections. Well, how do you know that? Go to the website, 10xvotes.com, and search for your name. I did, and I was surprised to see that you hadn't voted in the last couple elections, and I just wanted to make sure you understand how important it is to vote in this election. Share the video with them. Get them to think about the top of the ticket. There's another group, people that are in your phone that you know go to church every Sunday. You know they go to church. You need to search for their names on this website and see if they show up as low propensity voters. Same exact text messaging phone call. Send them the PAGS video. After you watch it, give me a call. Now, here's the point. Lance Griffin and the person who put this website together are only asking you to do 10 people. They're not asking you to do 20. They're not asking you to do a 50. They're not asking you to do 100 in your phone. They're asking for you to do it with 10 people that you personally know. 10 people that I personally know. I went through my list, and within probably 15 minutes, I found 4 people in my contact list that showed up as being low propensity voters. I texted them the PAGS video. I said, hey, please watch this and then give me a call. I'd like your opinion on it. All 4 of them called me. Did you watch the video? Yes, I did. Man, I did not realize that stuff. I did not realize all of those indexes and that information shocked me. Although I kind of knew it, because of the cost of gasoline, the cost of food, my electric bill's gone up. Electric bill's gone up for the radio station. Electric bill's gone up for the home studio. And we're on co-ops, Great Lakes and PIE&G. But the interest that is taking this information to a new level with people, because an electric bill hits you in the pocketbook. Interest in this kind of information hits them in the pocketbook when it comes to gas prices, interest rates, all of this stuff that's in that video. But if you don't take it upon yourself to text me PAGS to get the video, text me 10X to get the link to the website to be able to search your database for looking for 10 people in your cell phone to share this information with, I haven't done my job. I haven't lived up to my mission statement of this show: to inform, engage, and educate the general public about Michigan news and Michigan politics. I believe if we elect the right people in Lansing to be state representatives for the last 2 years of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship, we're going to lower the cost of living for people in Michigan. The Republicans will hold her fiscally responsible, stop spending our taxpayer dollars on frivolous things that the State Board of Education wants, and the State Board of Education and the local districts of schools spending money so kids can snitch on adults regarding whether or not they safely store their firearms, trying to get them back in public schools. Economic development, hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, spent to attract others to come to Michigan when we're hurting right here in our own state. PAGS and 10X. Do it today. 5 in the hour news break. We'll be right back.